Hallelujah! Hallelujah! 一首我们心渴慕耶稣的时候。
Chapter 4, verse 12.
我们来看啊，第四章第十二节。
This wonderful Lord Jesus has called us to follow after him.
我们这宝贝的耶稣呢，呼召我们来
跟随他。You know, there's a valley where God lives.
啊，你知道吗？在有一个谷中哈，那个是主住在那个地方。
He lives in the valley.
他是住在谷中。
And I found out that the inward place is a humble place.
那我就发现，在我们的里面那个谷哈，那个低谷山谷呢，就是一个谦卑的地方。
That's where God lives.
神是住在那个地方的。
If you want to find God, you have to go down in the valley.
如果你们要想要找到主的话呢，你们就要下到那个深谷，也就是到那谦卑之处。
But it's a glorious valley.
但是那是却是最荣耀的山谷。
Because He's there.
因为他在那里。
Amen. Amen.
I love this verse, chapter 4 of Song of Solomon, verse 12. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse. A spring shut up.
我很喜欢雅各书四章十二节。我妹子，我心腹乃是官署的园，禁闭的井，封闭的泉源。
Fountain sealed.
啊，是一个封闭的泉源。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This afternoon, the fountain wasn't shut up.
但是今天晚上,
But there's a place where the Lord wants to bring us into His inner chamber.
但是呢，有时候呢，神要把我们带到他的内室。
And He wants us to be like a garden that's enclosed.
所以他很盼望呢，我们这个人呢，就像一个官所的园子一样。
That's His bride to be enclosed.
换句话说，是属于他的心腹子，完全向外面关闭，只向他开的。
You know the wedding is a beautiful picture.
你知道我们的婚礼所照的照片很漂亮。
Where the many friends.
有很多朋友都来了。
The bride looks her best.
那天的新娘是打扮最棒的。
But then the bridegroom takes her into his chamber.
但是呢，当新郎呢把新娘带到他们的洞房的时候
，And the door shut.
那个门就要关起来了。
She's enclosed.
它就完全关锁了。
A garden that's got a fence around it.
就像这花园呢，是四围有篱笆的。
He wants to draw us into that secret place.
所以呢，神就希望我们吸引我们到那个隐蔽的这个花园里面。
He wants to enclose us in His love.
他很希望呢，用他的爱呢，把我们整个这样向外关闭起来。
Even though we're among people,
虽然有时候我们去，即便我们在人群当中
，we can have this hiding place.
但是在我们的里面可以有那个隐秘处。
Where we're enclosed.
是完全对外是关锁的。
Oh, it's a beautiful garden.
那是一个非常美的境界，非常美的花园。
And Jesus wants it for himself.
因为耶稣呢，只要那个地方是单单属于他的。
He calls it a garden enclosed.
他叫那个是一个关锁的园子。
My husband has a garden at home.
我的丈夫 Jim 呢，在家里也有一个花园。
And he built a little fence around the lettuce patch.
他也放了周围也围起了那个小篱笆。
It keeps the bunnies out.
所以不让那些野兔子进来。
That's why the Lord encloses us. He keeps out something that could destroy.
所以为什么神有时候要用他的爱把我们关锁起来呢？不让外面的人来做毁坏的工作。
It's a beautiful garden.
是一个很美的花园。
And He's there.
那因为他在里面
，He wants to keep us for himself.
那他呢就要我们这个花园单单属于他。
He says we're like a spring that shut up.
就好像是一个关闭的泉源。
A fountain that's sealed.
啊，是像一个禁闭的泉源，封闭的泉源。
Just for him.
单单属于他。
You know we've been sealed by the Holy Ghost.
你知道吗？我们是有圣灵的印记的。
That we do not lose the blessing.
所以呢，好让我们不会失去神的祝福。
Oh, God has been giving much blessing in the meeting.
神在聚会里面给我们很多的祝福。
And He wants us to hold it.
也是他希望我们能够持守这些祝福。
Don't lose it.
不要失去了。
That's why sometimes Pastor says now, maybe no talking when you leave.
所以为什么中常提醒我们聚完会以后呢，我们不要闲谈，就安安静静的持守。
Keep that blessing sealed.
好了，刚刚得着的这个祝福不会漏掉。
Just like you seal a jar of preserves.
就好像我们做那些蜜饯什么东西，一定要有一个很深的、很严的那个盖子把它盖住。
So it doesn't spoil.
所以才不会腐坏掉。
Just like those little foxes can come in and spoil the vine.
因为常常就像那小狐狸会进到园中哈来吃。 He wants to keep us.
When we return home, he wants to keep us.
当我们回走从这里回到家呢，他希望一路我们都能够保守。
He can do that as we continue to dwell in his presence.
如果呢，我们能够呢，持续的在他同在中呢，就必蒙他的保守。
Spend the time loving him.
我们就要花时间来爱他。
Waiting on him.
等候他。
Looking at him.
注视他。
And you can do that on the airplane.
甚至在飞机上你都可以这么做。
You can be shut in with you.
你可以在人群当中，可是向对外是关锁的，完全属于他。
You can be that way at the kitchen sink.
你可以甚至在厨房也可以如此。
All the time.
随时随刻都可以
，kept for him，
完全的，完全的，只是属于他的。
Hallelujah, that's just the introduction.
这是刚刚的稍微的一点介绍。
Shall we turn to 1 Corinthians 13?
我们来看哥林多前书十三章。
You know, maybe you memorize this chapter.
或许你们都记住了这个经文。
Maybe we could all read it together.
也许我们可以一同开口来读。我们要读整个哥林多前书十三章哈。我们找到了，我们一起同声来读第一节。我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话，却没有爱，我就成了弥勒罗想的法一般。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身教人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无异。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐，爱是永不止息。先知讲道之能，终必归于无有；说方言之能，终必停止。知识也终必归于无有。我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。等到完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时候就全知道，如同主知道我一样。如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
Hallelujah，
赞美主。
Praise the Lord. We see how important love is.
我们可以从这张看到爱是何等的重要。
The Bible is so practical.
我们这个圣经是非常实际的。
Sometimes we are not practical.
可是我们这个人有时候好像就是不脚踏实地。
But the Bible is real and practical.
但是呢，圣经里面所写的话都是非常真实，而且非常是可行的，非常实际。
It is true.
因为这是真理。
It sets us free.
是能够让我们得着自由。
Here Paul is telling us we can speak in tongues.
这里呢，使徒保罗告诉我们呢，我们可以说方言。
But if we don't have love, we're just noise.
但是如果我们没有爱的话，只是一些的声音而已。
We can have revelations and prophecies.
我们甚至可以有一些的预言启示。
And maybe understand all mysteries.
还或许也能够明白各样的奥秘。
Or faith that we could even move a mountain.
甚至我们更有极大的信心能够移山。
But if we don't have love,
但是若是没有爱的话
we're nothing.
我们实在是什么都不是。
We can sacrifice.
我们是也好像也可以牺牲一切来周济穷人，但是如果没有爱的话呢，就仍然与我无益。那爱是什么呢？爱是恒久忍耐。
That means it's patient.
那就是表示要非常的忍耐。
And is kind.
还有又有恩慈。
Doesn't envy.
不会嫉妒人家。
It doesn't parade itself.
也不自夸。
Show off.
也不张狂。
Not proud.
也不骄傲。
Not unruly.
然后也不不张狂，不张狂。
But it doesn't seek its own, or selfish.
不做害羞的事，也不求自己的益处。
And it thinks no evil.
然后呢，不喜欢不义。
But here is what it does. It never fails.
还一个很重要的是呢，爱是永不止息的。
Bears all things.
它能够呢，凡事忍耐。
Believes all things.
而且凡事相信。
Hopes all things.
然后呢，凡事盼望。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And love is Jesus.
那爱是什么？爱就是耶稣。
Jesus is love.
基耶稣就是爱。
This afternoon, when He poured out His Holy Spirit.
今天下午，当他在用他的灵浇灌我们的时候。
We must believe He's giving us more love.
我们必须要相信，在那个他给我们更多的爱。
As we understand from Romans 5:5 that the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost.
因为呢，在罗马书5:5告诉我们说，圣灵把父神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
When we leave the place this afternoon, we should be more filled with the love of God.
所以，当今天上午离开这里的时候，我们的里面应该有更多父神的爱。
Hallelujah!
赞美主。
Oh, I believe one of the best ways to come to God is the love way.
我相信呢，来到神面前呢，最好的那条路呢，就是爱。
That's what we've been doing this afternoon.
今天下午我们就是这么在做。
It's so enjoyable to love God.
爱神是这么一件享受的事情。
It's so easy.
是这么样的容易。
This is the love way.
这是爱的路径。
To adore Him, to worship Him, to love Him.
就是爱慕他，敬拜他。
And when we walk in this path of love, we feel we can do anything.
当我们走上这条爱的路的时候，我们会发现我们什么事情都愿意做了。
We think nothing is difficult.
对我们来说，没有什么是困难的。
Because He's pouring His love in.
因为他的爱在我们里面，浇灌在我们里面。
It's the easy way.
这是最容易的路。
But there's another path.
但是还有另外一条路径。
Maybe not so.Attractive.
也许看来不是那么吸引人。
And that's the way of obedience.
那条路是什么呢？就是顺服。
Both paths lead us to Him.
这两条路都把我们带到他的面前。
The love path.
一个是爱的路。
And the path of obedience.
另外一条是顺服的路。
We need to walk in both of them.
两条路我们都需要走。
When we have wonderful feelings and ecstasies,
当我们好像在他的爱里面呢，感觉这是这么样的奇妙的时候
，we say, "I will run after you."
我们说，我会快跑跟随你
，nothing will stop me.
什么都不会停止我，拦住我。
But tonight, somebody say something to us not very nice.
但是呢，突然之间有人对我们讲一些话，让我们心里很不舒服。
I'm not.
那我就不往前了。
So that's the time we need to overcome.
在那个那样的情况下呢，我们需要克服。
That's the time we need to obey.
那个时候我们就要走顺服的路。
You remember the will of God? What is the will of God?
你知道什么是神的旨意
？That you rejoice evermore.
就是你要不断的在他面前喜乐。
That you pray without ceasing.
就是不住的祷告，常常喜乐，不住祷告。
And everything give thanks.
还有凡事谢恩。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All the victory Jesus gave me in my life when I was just in my 20s by rejoicing.
在我20岁的时候呢，就借着总是喜乐的我克服一切。
By praising the Lord.
就是赞美神来胜过一切。
He can break the bondages in our life as we praise the Lord.
当我们不断的赞美神呢，会断开我们里面一切的恶，一切的淫秽。
But that's a path of obedience. Sometimes we don't feel like praising the Lord.
但是有时候呢，我们并不感觉想要赞美神，可是我们必须要，这是一条顺服的路。
We wake up in the morning, maybe it's raining.
比如说我们早上起来外面在下雨。
We feel off.
你说心情就不好。我今天不想要赞美神。
Or somebody scolds us.
或是有人骂了我们一句。
Well, I'm going to be sad all morning.
哦，那今天早上我就决定心里非常的难过。
That's when we need to turn to Jesus and say, I love you, Jesus.
但是在这种时刻，我们越是要转向耶稣，说耶稣啊，我爱你。
I believe you, Jesus.
我相信你。
I praise you, Jesus.
我还是要来赞美你。
Jesus says in John 14:21.
耶稣在十四章二十一节那边说道。
Hallelujah.
约翰福音十四章二十一节。
He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
Oh, he who has my commandments and keeps them, he is the one who loves me.
什么样是爱神的呢？第一个有神的命令，然后又遵守的。
That's how Jesus measures whether we love him.
那在耶稣眼中，我们有多少爱他呢？他是用这个来做标准。
It's not always how loud we shout.
不是我们叫的多大声来决定的。
or how excited we get.
或者我们因他有多兴奋来决定。
Oh, that's wonderful. I love to praise the Lord.
我很喜欢赞美神。
And when Sister Alice plays.Under the Spirit, I could dance.
当时是 Alice 姐妹在弹的时候，我都可以跳起来了。
Many times we worked together in Taiwan and in Malaysia.
当我们在台湾跟马来西亚一起配搭服饰的时候
，and I have been praying for someone, and I feel the anointing flow from her to me to the person I'm praying for, just like.Circle.
当我在服侍神、服侍人的时候呢，我就感到他身上的恩膏到我的身上，然后我的身上又流出去的服侍别人，就这样来来回回的。
But I don't always have Alice with me.
可是呢，我总不能常常带着他。
But I always have Jesus.
但是呢，我永远常常是，我总是有耶稣的。
And this is how Jesus measures my love for Him.
那耶稣是怎么样看我多爱他呢？就是按照这个经文。
He who has my commandments.Keeps that he is the one who loves me. And he goes on to say, he who loves me will be loved by my Father.
还有继续说，爱我的也必蒙我父爱他。
And I will love him.
我也要爱他。
And manifest myself to him.
并且要向他显现。
Oh, we've been saying I long to know him, haven't we?
我们一直说我们好渴慕认识他，对不对？
We've been wanting him to manifest himself to us.
我们也渴慕他向我们彰显他自己。
We want a greater revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们渴慕有更大有关于耶稣基督的启示。
We want to leave here having seen him.
我们渴慕在离开之前呢，我们都看见他。
We love to have him manifest his glory like he did today.
我们很渴慕呢，他的荣耀常常向我们显现，像今天下午一样。
But he promises that if we Keep his commandments, he will manifest himself to us.
但是他答应我们，只要呢有了他的命令，我们又遵守的呢，他一定会向我们显现的。
Well, the two paths are presented to us: a love path.
有两条路呢，是神给我们的，一条是爱的路。
And when we don't feel his love, the path of obedience.
当我们觉得好像感受不到他的爱的时候，或爱不来的时候，有另外一条路，就是顺服的路。
Sometimes without any feeling,
甚至呢没有任何的感觉，你仍然走顺服的路。
But we have His word.
感谢神，他把他的话语给我们。
Obedience always brings the manifestation of the presence of the Lord.
顺服一定都是会带来主的同在，主的彰显。
And how important it is that we surrender our will to Him.
所以可见呢，我们把我们的意志降于服于他是多么的重要。
That's obedience.
那是顺服。
The obedient is love our brother and our sister.
那我们应该顺服什么呢？我们就应该要爱我们的兄弟兄，爱我们的姐妹。
Pastor mentioned this morning is to love the unlovely.
今天牧师也提到了，甚至那些不可爱的，我们都要爱。
If we do that, Jesus is more manifest in our life.
如果我们这样去做的话呢，耶稣就会更多的向我们彰显在我们的日常生活当中。
It's the obedient that will eat the good of the land.
是顺服呢，让我们能够吃到地里的美产，好的土产。
And I wanted to mention especially the obedience to rejoice always.
那我特别要提到呢，是要在顺服什么上面呢？就是总是欢喜快乐，因着主，因你的神欢喜快乐。
Jesus will give us a great victory in our soul as we rejoice always.
如果我们总是常常喜乐呢，耶稣一定会在我们的魂里面呢，一定会做得胜的工作。
You know, our Apostle Paul was put in prison.
记不记得当时不保罗下到监狱的时候
？And from there, he wrote these words, "Rejoice always."
他居然写出这样的信说，你们要常常喜乐。
And we know today that people even that are put in prison can learn to rejoice always.
所以我们知道今天被下在监里的人，你也可以学习常常喜乐。
Shout the praises of God.
要常常向神欢呼。
As I mentioned the other day, this camp was built on those who pioneered as praisers. They rejoiced in the Lord.
就像我那天我讲到这个地方的这个营地呢。那些创办人，开始创办人呢，他们都是常常因神喜乐的先锋。
Now the Hans Wachtel got a great victory in his soul.
吴老牧师呢，在他的灵里面呢，真是有满了喜乐。
He was brought into the glory of God.
他被带进神的荣耀里面。
And he won the victory by shouting the praises of the Lord.
他是怎么得胜的？是他常常为主的名欢呼喜乐。
And we can get the same kind of victory.
我们也可以同样的呢得着得胜。
And it amazes me that how God has put that victory in the whole camp.
所以呢，他的这个神的得胜是遍满这整个营地。
And we don't know what God would do through our life if we would be one of those who were overcoming.
所以呢，如果我们也找到这条路呢，在我们日常生活的借着欢呼，常常的得胜，真不晓得神借着我们这样的人能够做什么样的大事。
You know the book of Revelation. God's message to the churches.
我们知道在启示录呢，里面呢有写给众教会的书信。
And we look at chapter 2.
我们在第二章我们看到
verse 7.
第七节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes.I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
And verse 11.
还有第十一节。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的必不受第二次死的害。还有第十七节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛纳赐给他，并赐给他一块白石，石上写着新名，除了那领受的以外，没有人能认识。第二十六节，那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄，制服列国。还有第七跟第二十八节，他必用铁杖辖管他们，将他们如同摇户的瓦器打得粉碎，像我从我父领受的权柄一样。我又要把诚心赐给他。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。还有第三章第五节，凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，并且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。第十二节，得胜的我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名并我的心名都写在它上面。圣灵向众教会所说的话，有耳的就应当听。还有第二十一节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。第二十一节，得胜的我要赐他在我的宝座上和我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
All these promises are to those who overcome.
这些的应许都是给那些得胜者的。
We know they overcame by the blood of the Lamb.
他们是借着羔羊的宝血得胜的。
And the word of their testimony.
还有他们的见证。
And He is calling us to be overcomers.
神呼召我们做得胜者。
He doesn't want us to be overcome.
他们不要我们被恶者胜过。
or conquered by our own natures,
或是被我们天然人的个性的所得胜了。
But he said he wants to make us more than conquerors through him.
借着他，我们能够得胜有余。
He wants us to have victories in our lives.
他喜欢盼望在我们生命中满了得胜。
He wants to set us free from the world and the flesh and the devil.
他要释放我们从撒旦、从世界、从我们的老自己出来。
His bride is an overcomer.
神的心腹，耶稣的心腹是个得胜者。
He's looking for overcomers.
神在遍地寻找得胜者。
He's provided the way for us to be more than conquerors.
他已经为我们预备那条得胜有余的路了。
He paid the price to make us complete in Him.
因为他已经为我们付上代价，所以我们可以在他里面得以完全。
Let us say yes.
让我们对他回应说是的。
Jesus, I will overcome.
是的，耶稣，我必会得胜。
I will deny myself.
我会舍己。
I will turn from my own way.
我要从我自己的己路转回来。
When I want to be critical,
当我想要对人有所论断的时候
，I will overcome.
我一定要胜过。
When I want to be angry,
当我要发脾气的时候
，I believe your spirit can control me.
我相信你的圣灵必会能够掌管我。
Remember the fruit of the spirit.
记不记得圣灵的果子
？It's not only joy，
不是只有喜乐而已。
It's self-control，
还有节制。Amen。
You can control，
圣灵是可以掌管我们的。
Oh, we love joy，
我们都很喜欢喜乐。
And we love shout，
我们也喜欢大声欢呼。
And that's wonderful，
那是非常美好的。
God gives it to us，
因为是神给我们的。
Sometimes we don't feel that joy.
虽然有时候我们也没有感觉，好像感觉喜乐。
But we still rejoice.
可是我们仍然是要因主喜乐。
We still praise Him.
我们是仍然是要赞美他。
And that is overcoming.
那个叫做胜过得胜。
By the power of His grace.
借着他极大的恩典，我们可以胜过。
He purchased a full salvation.
因为他为我们的救恩已经付上全代价了。
He gave a full deliverance.
他给我们的救赎是全备的。
And if we're walking in defeat,
可是如果我们是常常打败的话
，it's disappointing to him.
对他是一个失望
，because he paid the price.
因为他已经付了代价了
，to set us free.
要让我们得以自由
，that sin shall no longer have dominion over us.
所以呢，罪就不能够在我们身上住了。
If there's anything unclean,
在我们里面有任何的不洁的话
，we must.Be washed in the blood.
我们一定要借着羔羊的血来洗净。
We must overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
我们要借着羔羊的血来胜过。
Ask the Lord to purify our thoughts.
求主来洁净我们的心思意念。
Purify our words.
也洁净我们口中的话。
Make us among the overcomers.
让我们成为那个得胜者。
They love not their life unto death.
他们不顾惜自己的生命，以至于死。
They were fully given.
他们是完全奉献给神的
to belong to the Lord.
完全是属于主的
From the moment we wake up,
早上一早起来
till we go to bed at night,
一直到我们晚上睡觉
we are to walk as overcomers.
我们一天的日子应该都活得像个得胜者
It's so easy to overcome at camp.
在这样美好的营地要得胜好像很容易
But when we get back home,
可是当我们回家之后
There's the test.
考试就来了。
There's the testing ground.
那是一个试炼的场所。
To be an overcomer.
来，给我们机会学习做得胜者。
To be consistent in our prayer life.
我们在我们的祷告生活中要持续。
When we see something in our life that is not pleasing to Jesus.
在我们生活中，我们看了一些不讨主喜悦的。
As we've been waiting in His presence.
当我们在等候他的时候。
The Holy Spirit reveals.
圣灵是会来光照的。
He shows us.
他会让我们看见。
Maybe some attitude.
也许有一些的态度不好。
Maybe some critical spirit.
或者我们有一些的好像批评论断人的灵。
Maybe some unkindness.
或是对人不仁慈。
Maybe some pride.
或者一些的骄傲。
Oh, we need to go to Jesus.
我们真的需要来到耶稣的面前。
We need to come down at His feet.
我们真的需要来到他的脚前。
We need to ask Him to set us free.
我们真的需要求他把我们从这些捆绑中得释放。
Oh, how we need to pray.
哦，我们多么需要祷告。
Never he said pray always.
有没有圣经告诉我们说要不住的祷告
？Pray without ceasing.
要不住的祷告。
Jesus prayed.
耶稣祷告。
He said, "I can by my own self do nothing."
他说只靠着自己什么都不能做。
And we can do nothing.
我们也是自己什么都不能做。
We need to be earnest in prayer.
我们不需要在祷告上诚心的呼求神。
Say, Jesus set me free.
耶稣啊，你释放我得着自由。
And if we ask, He will set us free.
如果我们跟他诚心的求，他一定会释放我们的自由。
We find ourselves sometimes angry.
有时候我们发现我们会发脾气。
Of course, we have no peace until we say I'm sorry.
当然，在我们里面就不会有平安，直到我们说对不起。
But we need more than that.
可是我们不能只是说对不起而已。
We need to deal with God and say, get rid of this in my life.
我们不需要跟主走，讲说主啊，把那个根从我里面完全拔掉。
Set me free.
让我完全从这种的脾气里面得自由。
Make me willing and yielded.
让我这个人是完全甘心情愿降服的器皿。
Make me loving and kind.
让我成为一个爱又仁慈的器皿。
Fill me with your love.
用你的爱来充满我。
Make me an overcomer.
让我真的成为一个得胜者。
All the overcomers will walk with him in white.
哦、oh, ，那些得胜者要穿白衣与他同行。
Their garments will be white.
哦、oh, ，他们的衣服是何等的洁白。
They're the ones that are going to be ready for the bride.
这些人是预备好的新妇。
And we are all called.
知道吗？我们其实每个都被呼召来。
Every one of us.
我们这里的每一位都被呼召来。
To be his bride,
呼召成为他的心腹。
But we have to choose.
但是呢，我们必须要选择。
Are we going to say yes?
我们对这样的呼召，我们怎么样的回应？我们要答应他说是的。
There'll be many guests at the wedding supper of the Lamb.
就像羔羊的婚宴那天会有很多的客人。
But there will be a bride.
但是只有一个心腹。
And we are all called to be part of that bride.
神呼召我们都成为心腹行列里面的一份。
We must allow him to make us overcomers.
但是呢，我们必须要容许他在日常生活中让我们成为一个得胜者。
There's a wonderful song that says, "Let in the overcomer, that's Jesus, and he will conquer you."
有一首歌呢，就说让这个得胜的王进来呢，他能够帮助我们得胜。
Hallelujah.Hallelujah.
Amen.
So on this pathway of running after Jesus.
所以在这条快跑跟随主的路上
It is a joyful path.
是一个非常喜乐的路径
And it's a path where we must also walk in obedience.
这条路呢，也是我们必须要的，不断的顺服他
Ask Jesus, make me obedient.
我们可以跟主求主啊，让我总是顺服你的旨意。
Make me to obey in the little things.
让我呢，小事上我能够顺服你。
Make me more than conqueror.
让我成为一个得胜者。
And one of his commands is humble yourself.
在主的有一个命令，就是我们要自卑，谦卑在他面前。
Come down, lower his feet.
我们要来到他的脚前。
We all have that opportunity, don't we?
我们每一个人神都给我们有机会。
Somebody else is promoted, and maybe we are demoted.
可能呢，神让别人升高，然后我被降卑了。
Well, Jesus said, "Humble yourself."
但是耶稣说，你要自卑在我的面前。
Don't think highly of yourself.
不要把自己提高了。
Keep lowered his feet.
一直停留在他的脚前。
Remember, it's down in the valley that you will find him.
有没有？我们刚刚讲的说，你要下到低谷，你会在那边找到他。
That's the inner place.
那个是在我们里面的深处。
It's a humble place.
是一个谦卑的地方。
When we're high and lifted up in our own ideas.
如果我们用我们自己呢，把自己把自己抬高的时候
，Jesus just stands back.
耶稣就退后了，退在一边了。
And just wait.
他就在等。
To see if we won't humble ourselves.
看看我们会不会谦卑自己。
And when we do,
当我们愿意的时候，我们就会找到他。
We find him waiting.
我们会发现他在那里等着我们。
Because he is all humility.
因为耶稣里面是满了谦卑。
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh Jesus.
Oh 耶稣。
We desire you.
我们渴慕你。
We want to accept your call to be in your bride.
我们愿意回应你的呼召，成为你的心腹。
We want our garments to be white.
我们渴望我们的外袍，我们的衣服是洁白的。
We're going to have oil in our lamps.
我们也渴慕我们灯里面是有油的。
But we need your Holy Spirit.
但是我们何等需要你的圣灵来帮助我们。
We need to be full of your Spirit.
我们需要被你的圣灵来充满。
That we may humble ourselves.
好让我们能够在你面前。谦卑降服
Pour out your spirit.
求你用你的灵再一次来浇灌我们
Make us obedient.
好让我们能够成为那谦卑的孩子
For your glory, yes.
为你的荣耀我这样祈求
Amen. Amen. We often think of how Jesus had the very best example of humility.
真的耶稣是我们最好谦卑的榜样
The disciples, especially those 12, walked with him all the time.
耶稣的门徒，特别是那十二位，常常跟在他身边。
They went everywhere he went.
耶稣到哪里，他们都跟在哪里。
They slept outside like he did.
他跟耶稣一样，常常睡在野外。
I don't think it was even as nice as the lean-tos in the village.
我觉得可能他们那些床铺都不像在村庄里面那么好。
No mattress on the ground.
也没有床垫在地上。
And they were eating with him.
这十二个门徒也跟他一起吃喝。
Traveling with him.
跟他到处游行。
Ministering with him.
跟他一起服侍。
For 3.5 years.
有三年半之久。
And he was their teacher.
他是他们的老师。
But they failed the course.
但是呢，他们这些门徒呢，都一个一个失败。他们好像没有明白呀。
They had an examination.
他们好像那个考试没有通过。
And they failed.
他们全部都不及格
，because they quarrel with each other，
因为他们自己彼此争吵
，who's more important，
谁是更重要
，who's going to sit at my right hand，
谁要坐在主的右边
，or they just wanted to be preferred，
他们就希望能够成为那个最比较被爱的那个
，and Jesus says to them。See this little child. Unless you humble yourself like a little child, you can't even enter.
但是耶稣对他们说：“你看到这个孩子吗？你如果不回转向这个孩子，你就不能够进天国。”
They tried very hard.
那他们就很努力的。
They left their fishing nets. They left everything to follow him.
真的，他们把他们的渔网、渔船都放下来跟随耶稣。
They gave everything.
他们真的是舍下一切。
They believed he was the son of God.
因为他们真相信他是神的儿子。
And they loved him.
他们也爱耶稣
but they failed the test.
但是他们考试不及格
Right at the very day Jesus was arrested.
甚至在耶稣被捕的那一天，他们还不及格
They're still arguing.
他们还在争吵
They're still quarreling.
还在彼此争论
They're still very proud.
还是满脸骄傲
The only thing that changed them was Pentecost.
是什么改变他们呢？是五旬节
They had to be filled with the same Spirit that
他们必须呢被那个充满在耶稣里面那个圣灵充满在他们里面，他们才能胜过。
The Holy Spirit that controlled Jesus.
耶稣在世的时候呢，是蒙圣灵掌管的。
Came to control them.
也让同样的这位圣灵来掌管这些门徒们。
And we don't find Peter self-confident anymore.
我们就发现呢，彼得就不再是满了自信了。
We find him full of the Holy Ghost.
我们发现他是满了圣灵。
We found him full of Jesus.
我发现他里面满了耶稣。
Oh, Jesus lives out his life in us through the power of the Holy Spirit.
见到圣灵呢，耶稣就从他里面活出来了。
They had recognized that they didn't have it.
他们就说知道原来哦，他们是缺乏什么。
And Jesus told them wait.
所以耶稣告诉他说你们要等候。
Just like we've been being taught, wait.
就像我们都被教导要等候
And they just waited.
所以他们就真的等了
Scripture doesn't tell us they did anything
因为圣经也没有详细告诉我们等的时候他们做什么
They just waited because he said wait
因为耶稣说等所以他们就等了
And they waited 10 days
他们大概起码等了10天吧
They were obedient
他们顺服
And oh what happened
就你看看发生什么事情
The fire of God
哇神的火就降在他们身上
The fire of the Holy Spirit.
那个圣灵的火降在他们身上。
They were not the same again.
他们就不再一样了。
They were filled.
他们充满了。
with the same spirit that Jesus had.
充满了跟耶稣里面同样的灵。
Now we see them humble.
好，我们就发现他们就谦卑了。
Now we see them in honor preferring one another.
哦，我们就发现他们宁可的别人啊被高举。
That mighty change has taken place.
哇，这个很大的改变发生在他们身上。
Let us see that our only hope is to be filled with the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
所以我们的唯一的盼望呢，就是让耶稣基督的灵充满在我们的里面。
The Spirit of His obedience.
那他那顺服的灵充满我们。
Because He said, "I came not to do my will, but the will of Him that sent me."
因为耶稣说我来不是要做我的事情，乃是来遵行差我来的旨意。
Scripture tells us he was obedient.
耶稣是顺服的。
Adam was disobedient.
亚当是没有顺服。
But Jesus won the victory through obedience.
但是借着顺服，耶稣得胜了。
And he is willing to enter our whole being.
耶稣愿意进入到我们的全人。
To give us his spirit of obedience.
把他那顺服的灵赐给我们。
Our hope is in him.
我们他是我们唯一的盼望。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Ought to shout for that now.
好，我们可以欢为此欢呼。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Jesus won the victory.
耶稣已经得胜了。
耶稣得胜了。
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 He was full obedience.
他是满了顺服。
That's a good prayer.
That's a good prayer. Make me full obedience.
我们可以做一个很好的祷告，让我里面满了顺服。
让我里面满了顺服。
Take the scriptures and underline the commands.
你可以呢，在你圣经里面把它那个命令给它画下来。
And see if you are keeping the command.
然后看看呢，在你日常生活中是不是它的命令你都守了。
See, the Bible is practical.
圣经是非常实际的，实用的。
Underscore.
你可以把他的命令都画下来。
Mrs. Robinson did that.
罗比森是我就是这么认真。
She prayed, make me all obedient.
他曾经做着也是做过这个祷告，主啊，你让我完全的顺服。
Amen.
And see if he won't manifest himself.
那你就来看看，当你这么做的时候，他是不是会向你彰显
？It's his promise.
因为这是他的应许。
If you keep my commandments, I will come to you. I will manifest myself to you.
有了我的命令又遵守的，我就必爱你，我会向你显现。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你。
Fill us.
充满我们。
Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
用你的圣灵来充满我们。
Give us your spirit of obedience.
把你那顺服的灵赐给我们。
Give us your spirit of humility.
把你那谦卑的灵也赐给我们。
Wash us in your precious blood.
用你宝贝，你的宝血来洗净我们。
Give us a clean heart.
给我们一个清洁的心。
Make us ready to be your bride.
来预备我们做你的心腹。
Let our garment always be white.
让我们的衣服是洁白的，总是洁白的。
Amen. And our head be anointed.
愿我们的头蒙你所膏抹。
With your spirit.
用你的灵来膏抹。
We pray.
我们祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.